Yeah, you're sounding good. Pretty good to come back this way. Very good topic. K6MCQ, West Coast, California. All of you are sounding good tonight coming through the link. And it's not too many dropouts or anything like that. Just superb. So, just like it should be. Yeah. And your radio sounds great. And yeah, it's always fun to talk to new hams. I've always enjoyed talking to new hams when they come on and kind of give them a little bit of a insight on the hobby a little bit. They have any questions that come along regarding the hobby and share some of my experiences that I've had. And, you know, just kind of just coach them along there. And, yeah, it's usually trying to tell me if you're a technician, class operator, try and upgrade to your next class license if you can. And that way you get the best of more of the use of HF, more frequency allocation to you to operate on. So when I first got in the hobby way back in the late 70s, started off as a novice and tech plus and in general. And I bought my first HF radio with the TS520 Kenwood with the 6146 finals in it that I purchased way back then when I first got into a hobby. And it was a great radio. Later on, I picked up some other equipment that was more desirable, and picked up a Yaesu HF radio, the second one, and went on from there for the years. So we enjoyed the hobby tremendously through the years, and I just wish it was a little bit more busier than what it is today. I wish it was had more activity out there to grab onto, but it. Just one of those kind of things. Time goes by, things have a way of changing. So we all hope for the best and hope the hobby gets better over time, which I'm sure it is with these new digital modes and all these other different modes coming out here. It's kind of helping the hobby keep going here a little bit. Keeps the interest up there a little bit. And I know I always like trying out new things every once in a while. You know, try out something new and see how it works out there. So